Democrat Senator Doug Jones, pro-life lawmakers so extreme and so callous. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 14, 2019. Alabama Senator Doug Jones, D, tweeted a video message Monday night in which he referred to pro-life lawmakers in his state as so extreme and so callous for approving a bill that would make most abortions illegal. Using the language of the abortion industry, Jones referred to abortion as healthcare and said the Human Life Protection Act, HB 314, is draconian. Alabama State Representative John Rogers, a Democrat, also condemned the legislation and created a firestorm as he did so, saying during debate on the bill, "Some kids are unwanted, so you kill them now or you kill them later. You bring them in the world unwanted, unloved, you send them to the electric chair. So, you kill them now or you kill them later." While Jones said he was absolutely appalled by Rogers' outrageous remarks, Rogers later said Jones called him after he made his comments. "He called me twice," Rogers said, describing the phone call. "He told me, 'John, I know you're right, but I have to come out against you.' I said, 'Okay, fine, if it's going to help your campaign, do that. That's the kind of guy I am.'" Rogers was referring to Jones's campaign to keep his U.S. Senate seat. In his video message, Jones echoed the words of Planned Parenthood Southeast advocates in raising the subject of Rogers' "kill them now or you kill them later" remarks. Jones said, "Because of the controversy surrounding comments made by State Representative John Rogers, the actual content of the bill has been largely overlooked." Similarly, Stacey Fox, president of Planned Parenthood Southeast advocates, referred to Rogers' remarks as reprehensible, but then added, "They are a complete distraction from the real work still left to be done in this state. Now we face an outright abortion ban that would be a death sentence for even more Alabama women," Fox said. However, at the recent pro-life rally in Philadelphia to protest the bullying of pro-life protesters by Democrat State Representative Brian Sims, OBGYN Dr. Monique Rubaru said that, "While abortion wounds women in various ways, it is the unborn who always have a death sentence. Abortion is never safe," Rubaru said. "At least one person is guaranteed to die. The other is left wounded, at best. The Alabama bill would make most abortions illegal, except cases in which abortion is necessary in order to prevent a serious health risk to the unborn child's mother."